Welcome back, Wealth Whispers. Today, we're venturing into territory as crucial as it is uncharted, the crossroads of mental health and finances. Buckle up, because this conversation might feel as taboo as discussing a bad hair day in a shampoo commercial. That's why we're here, to smash the whispers and shout the truths, right? Remember that saying, money makes the world go round? Well, I think Mark Twain had another gem for the occasion. The secret of happiness is not in doing what you like, but in liking what you do. Now, doing and liking are intertwined regarding finances. You might be crushing your six-figure side hustle, but if that leaves you feeling burnt to a crisp like a Thanksgiving turkey, is it worth it? This episode, we're not just crunching numbers. We're digging deeper, asking the questions that often get swept under the rug. How does anxiety affect our spending habits? Can depression zap our financial motivation? And how do we strike a balance between chasing abundance and maintaining our mental well-being? Think of this as a financial therapy session disguised as a podcast. If I can bear to share my questionable money moments and actionable steps to ditch the financial shame spiral and build a wealth strategy that nourishes your bank account and soul. So put your headphones on, grab your favorite comfort drink, mine's chamomile tea, don't judge, and get ready to break the taboo. So, because financial freedom starts with emotional clarity, and it's high time we talked about it openly and honestly. Segment 2, anxiety, the overspending superhero. All right, Wealth Whispers. Let's tackle the elephant in the bank account. I mean, despite what anxiety, this little gremlin loves nothing more than turning your wallet into a confetti cannon, showering the world with unnecessary purchases. Have you ever had that feeling where a bad day suddenly calls for a new pair of shoes or 10? Yeah, that's anxiety whispering sweet nothings in your ear. Hey there, stressed out spender. Remember that presentation tomorrow? Woof, scary stuff. How about we soothe those nerves with a bit of retail therapy? Just a small thing, a new gadget, and a fancy dinner. And while you're at it, you might as well upgrade your entire wardrobe for good measure. We've all been there, haven't we? But here's the thing, that temporary high from buying stuff, it fades faster than a Snapchat story, and then you're left with a pile of debt and a nagging guilt that feels heavier than an overstuffed backpack. But the good news is, you don't have to be anxiety's spending puppet. Here are some excellent tips for breaking free. Listen up. 1. Identify your triggers. What situations make your anxiety flare? Like, is it deadlines or social events? Once you know the culprits, you can create coping mechanisms that don't involve hitting the mall. 2. Delay, don't deny, feeling the urge to splurge. Take a 24-hour pause. The craving will disappear like a spilled ice cream cone on a hot sidewalk. 3. Budget like a boss. Give yourself a spending allowance and stick to it like gum to your shoe. This way, even if anxiety does whisper in your ear, you'll have a line in the sand. 4. Invest in experiences. Instead of buying stuff, spend money on things that create joy and memories. A weekend getaway with friends, a cooking class, a spontaneous concert. These experiences last longer and nourish your soul in ways a new pair of jeans never could. Segment 3, financial discipline, friend, not foe. Financial discipline, that elusive unicorn we all chase, right? But here's the thing, discipline doesn't have to be a drill sergeant barking orders. It can be your wise, supportive friend guiding you toward financial well-being without stressing you into oblivion. I know, budgeting, meal prepping, and saying no to avocado toast sounds like the fun police at a karaoke party. But hear me out, a little structure can go a long way. Think of it like building a sturdy bridge instead of hopping across rocks in a raging river. Here's the secret sauce to find ways to make discipline enjoyable. Track your spending with a sleek app that gamifies your progress. Cook budget-friendly meals that taste like Michelin-star masterpieces. Turn saving into a challenge with friends, rewarding yourself with experiences instead of stuff. Remember, small steps win the financial marathon. Set realistic goals, celebrate your wins, no matter how small, and don't beat yourself up for slip-ups. Discipline is a journey, not a destination, and sometimes the scenic route is the most rewarding. Now let's throw some expert fuel into the fire. Sarah, our freelance friend who battled depression, has some golden nuggets for building discipline without the stress. Start small. Wait to overhaul your entire finances overnight. Begin with one manageable habit, like you are tracking your daily coffee spending. Automate what you can, set up automatic savings or bill payment transfers. This way, you're taking away the temptation to splurge or forget. Find your why. Remind yourself why you're doing this. Is it financial security, an early retirement, a dream vacation, a clear purpose fuels your motivation? Celebrate non-monetary wins. Did you resist that impulse buy? Did you cook a healthy meal at home? Give yourself a pat on the back and maybe a guilt-free bubble bath. Segment 4, mental wellness warriors facing financial hardship. All right, wealth whispers. Let's address the elephant in the room with a stack of unpaid bills on its back. Financial hardship, it's challenging, it's scary, and can mess with your mental well-being like a bad hair day on a windy day. But guess what? You're not alone and you're not powerless. Think of yourself as a mental wellness warrior with strategies to face this challenge head on. And here's your armor. Acknowledge your emotions. Feeling stressed, anxious, or even angry is okay. Up those emotions is like trying to hold a beach ball underwater. It will come back up and smack you in the face. Talk to someone you trusted, join a support group, or even write your feelings down in a journal. Focus on what you can control. You can't control the economy or your boss's bad mood, but you can control your spending habits, your job search efforts, and your self-care routine. Channel your energy into actions that empower you, not things that make you feel helpless. Seek professional help. Be bold and contact a therapist or financial advisor. They're like your mental and financial fitness coaches, guiding you through tough times and helping you build resilience. Practice self-care. This isn't selfish, it's essential. Get enough sleep, eat healthy foods, exercise, even if it's just a walk around the block, and do things you enjoy. A healthy mind can handle financial bumps much better than a stressed out one. Segment 5, building your mental moat, self-care and boundaries. Hey there, wealth warriors. We've been talking about facing financial hardship head on, but let's not forget the essential tools in our mental wellness arsenal, self-care and boundaries. These are your moat and drawbridge to keeping the stress monsters at bay and protecting your inner peace. Think of self-care as your daily dose of emotional armor polish. It's not just bubble baths and face masks, although those can be awesome too. It's about nurturing your mind, body, and soul in ways that replenish your energy and resilience. This could be getting enough sleep, eating healthy foods, exercising regularly, practicing mindfulness, or simply spending time in nature. Now, boundaries are your drawbridge. They're the lines you draw in the sand, the no thank yous you confidently say to protect your time, energy, and mental well-being. And this could be setting limits on work hour, saying no to social obligations that drain you, or politely disengaging from conversations that trigger anxiety. Remember, self-care and boundaries aren't selfish. Essential for long-term financial and mental well-being. A rested, nurtured, and empowered person is better equipped to navigate financial challenges and build a brighter future. Okay, you got segment 6, strength in numbers, support groups, and therapy. We don't have to fight this battle alone. Wealth warriors connecting with others who understand what you're going through can be a powerful source of strength and support. Support groups, think of them as your financial therapy cheer squad. Share your experiences and learn from others and find camaraderie with people facing similar challenges. These groups can be online or in person, so find one that feels right. Therapy, speaking to a therapist can be a game changer. They can help you identify unhealthy coping mechanisms, develop stress management techniques, and build resilience in financial hardship. Don't be afraid to seek professional help. It's an investment in your mental well-being that will pay dividends in the long run. Remember, wealth warriors, vulnerability is not weakness. Reaching out for support is a sign of strength and an essential step towards financial and mental freedom. Segment 7, balancing budgets and brains, prioritizing both. Okay, let's get real. Sometimes financial goals and mental health needs play tug of war with your well-being. But here's the thing, they're not enemies but allies. Remember, a healthy mind is a financially savvy mind. Here's how to find the sweet spot. Set realistic goals. Wait to climb Mount Everest overnight. Start with small, achievable goals that will leave you feeling calm and relaxed. Prioritize self-care. Schedule time for self-care activities in your day, just like you would any other necessary appointment. Treat your mental health like the precious asset it is. Be flexible. Things sometimes go differently than they are. Be kind to yourself if you need to adjust your goals or take a break from your financial plan. Your well-being is more important than sticking to a rigid schedule. Remember, wealth warriors, it's a marathon and not a sprint. Be patient with yourself. Celebrate your progress and don't sacrifice your mental health for a quick financial win. Segment 8, your village of support, family, friends, and community. We all have that village and that circle of loved ones who support us through thick and thin. Don't hesitate to lean on them during times of financial hardship. talk to your loved ones, open up about your struggles and ask for their support. Sometimes, just sharing your burdens can be a massive weight off your shoulders. Seek practical help. You may need childcare while you look for a new job or someone to help you navigate financial resources. Feel free to ask for help with specific tasks. Connect with your community. Look for local resources. Seeking support, finding your lighthouse in the storm. Wealth warriors, and we've talked about building resilience, but sometimes even the strongest warriors need a hand. Let's explore ways to seek professional help for both financial and mental health issues, because navigating these challenges alone can feel like sailing a stormy sea blindfolded. One, finding your lighthouses. So financial advisors, they are your financial GPS guiding you through budgeting, debt management, and investment strategies. Many communities offer free or low-cost financial counseling services. Mental health professionals, therapists, counselors, and psychologists can equip you with tools to manage stress, anxiety, and depression, ultimately paving the way for financial well-being. Look for therapists who specialize in financial challenges, support groups. Sharing your experiences with others going through similar struggles can be incredibly therapeutic. Online forums, community groups, and support networks offer a safe space for connection and advice. Two, your workplace oasis, employee assistance programs. Many employers offer confidential EAPs that provide free or discounted counseling, financial advice, and legal assistance. Don't hesitate to tap into this valuable resource. Workplace flexibility. Discuss adjustments to your work schedule or workload with your employer. A supportive work environment can significantly reduce stress and improve your overall well-being. Three, navigating the healthcare maze, the health insurance. Check your coverage for mental health and financial counseling services. Most plans offer some coverage, so understanding your benefits is crucial. Government resources. Utilize government programs and initiatives that provide financial assistance for healthcare and mental health services. Research options available in your region. Nonprofit organizations. Nonprofit organizations offer affordable or complementary therapy, counseling, and financial advice. Explore resources like the National Alliance on Mental Illness or the National Foundation for Credit Counseling. Well, Wealth Warriors, that's a wrap on another episode of Breaking Taboos and Whispering Truths about the crossroads of money and your mind. We talked about anxiety, spending sprees, depression's motivational drain, and how self-care is truly the secret source to financial freedom. Remember, financial wellness isn't just about spreadsheets and side hustles. It's about building emotional strength, resilience, and a support system that cheers you every step of the way. And speaking of cheering, how about a round of applause for yourselves? You faced your financial fears, learned some self-care magic, and maybe even shed a tear or two. It's all part of the healing for folks, and you're terrific, every one of you. All right, before I send you back into the wild world of finances, a few critical things. Subscribe. Hit that subscribe button like it owes you money. That way you'll never miss a juicy episode of Financial Wisdom and Mental Wellness Whispers. Share the love. Tell your friends, your family, your pet goldfish, anyone who needs a little financial therapy disguised as a podcast. Rate and review. Your feedback is like gold dust to us wealth whisperers. It helps us reach more people and keep this conversation going. And hey, if you have any questions or stories or just need a virtual high five, hit us up on social media. We're all ears and eyes thanks to the internet. Remember, wealth warriors, your financial future is bright and your mental well-being is worth fighting for. Keep conquering those taboos, one budget at a time, one mindful breath at a time. Until next time, stay strong and stay healthy and keep whispering your truths about money and your mind. Don't forget to invest in that bubble bath and that avocado toast. After all, self-care is a financial friend, not a foe. Stay healthy and let your wealth whisper to you.